Hachette Audio presents Gin and Juice, written by Nicole Peeler, read by Kara Bartell. For my mom and dad, the biggest fans a girl could have, minus the sledgehammer. Chapter 1. The chubby little human was doing his damnedest to hump my leg, but the palm I'd placed on his forehead kept him at arm's length. "You're so beautiful," he said, panting up at me as he air-humped, his eyes glazed. I sighed, feeling bad for the guy. He was wearing full nerd garb, including a pocket protector and an extremely unfortunate thin brunette comb-over. One leg of his corduroys was pegged for biking, and I thought I could see a fanny pack peeking at me from over his rounded hips. He was hardly Purgatory's average customer, since our clientele was more apt to sport fangs, gills, or claws than this guy's sad clip-on tie. This dude was all human. And also, considering his dilated pupils and complete lack of reserve, very obviously glamored out of his mind. He wasn't here by choice. "Mister, you've got so much mojo in your system, you'd hit on a grizzly. Who brought you here?" The man jerked his head toward the bar, where a blonde wearing a pornographically tight silver dress flirted with Trey, tonight's werewolf bartender. I'd seen her around a few times, the daughter of a succubus and a human. She'd sought refuge in steel-stained Pittsburgh after being rejected by her mother's tribe. But a sad childhood was no excuse for a messy feed. "Let's get you home safe," I said, putting an arm around the human to lead him to the door. He acquiesced willingly, his arm fumbling around my waist, one hand moving to my ass. I gave a warning shimmy, the coins on my scarf belt jingling like a rattler. He jerked his hand back, only to sweep it up my bare back.
"Lila! What the fuck?"
The voice came from behind me, pitched to a petulant whine. I turned to find the silver-clad hoochie eyeing me reproachfully.
"He's my catch," she said. "You don't even eat people."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?